The national capital, where the debate about the number of female Liberal politicians in the federal parliament has been rebooted by the fate of an assistant minister. Jane Prentice is one of the few female frontbenchers in the coalition government, but she's now set to leave politics, having lost pre-selection for her seat to a younger male, Brisbane City Councillor Julian Simmons. One Queensland coalition member is labelling it, quote, a bloody disgrace. For more on this, I'm joined in Canberra by political reporter Stephanie Boris. So, Steph, what have federal MPs been telling you today about Jane Prentice losing pre-selection?
Well, Eleanor, there have been mixed responses. Some say they're very disappointed in the outcome, while others are welcoming in the new Liberal elect member that will be working towards the election next year. So Queensland Coalition backbencher Warren Entsch hasn't held back in his response. He's labelled the dumping of frontbencher Jane Prentice as, I quote, a bloody disgrace. Now, it's important to note the weekend result was a comprehensive defeat. Jane Prentice lost 256 to 103. That's to the Brisbane City Councillor Julian Simmons in the pre-selection vote. But the end of Jane Prentice's political career has led to a conversation about the small number of females in the party. And Warren Entsch says the lack of women is appalling.
I think the fact that we are so bereft of women representation in Queensland, to sit back and allow this, you know, from an executive point of view, to sit there in a state executive point of view, to sit back and allow this to happen, I think is very, very disappointing. It sends a very bad message out there to other aspiring female politicians. And quite frankly, I think we can do better than that.
That's Queensland Coalition backbencher Warren Entsch there. Now, Steph, as you mentioned, the decision has stoked that tension about the lack of women in Parliament. Has the issue of quotas come up again?
Yes, it has. It is an age-old debate within the Liberal Party about what to do to encourage more women to join and maintain their career in federal politics. So one way of trying to solve this problem is quotas, but that measure isn't widely supported. However, Federal Minister Craig Laundy says following this pre-selection case, it is something that needs to be looked at again.
There are suggestions thrown around at times in terms of quotas or, selection formulas where there are, favouring or benefiting females. And I think they're things we need to actively consider.
Craig Laundy there. Now, Steph, there have been calls by some others for the Prime Minister to intervene and save Jane Prentice. Has the PM made it clear where he stands on that?
Well, he won't be stepping into this case. The reason being, senior ministers have pointed out that pre-selection is up to the states, and for the PM at a federal level to step in wouldn't be a wise idea. That's according to Treasurer Scott Morrison. This is what he explained this morning.
The rank and file members of the Liberal Party are the ones who decide who represents them at each election, and here in Queensland it's the LNP. And Canberra shouldn't be messing in the affairs of Queensland. And that's not how our party operates.
Treasurer Scott Morrison there. Now, the Queensland branch insists the process was democratic, but as to whether state branches should intervene to back sitting members, that does happen, Eleanor. In the case of West Australian Liberal MP Ian Goodenough, he was actually facing a pre-selection battle due to what's being described as an administrative bungle, and there the WA branch has stepped in to save him.
Curious. Steph Boris, our political reporter there in Canberra. Thank you.